Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, a Junior Windbag update plus Donnie Baker and Aliens and Kenny Tarmack.
Junior Windbag checked in. Ghost Rider's skull is on fire. That's it. Not his body.
I see.
Well, because that would set the bike on fire. That wouldn't work.
The motorcycle explodes.
The Windbag goes on to say, he's the spirit of vengeance who punishes criminals by forcing them to see their sins with his penance stare.
Ah.
Or by sending them straight to hell.
There's a lot going on there.
Here's my new favorite Windbag phrase.
All right.
Check your facts, dummies.
Well, that's
this
why
this seems confrontational.
That's why he's a Windbag. We love this guy. He may be the new vice president of the Junior Windbag Society.
Check your facts, dummies.
Would you prefer if he cursed? Would that make you happier?
Oh, I'd just like you to defend a Windbag.
I'm the president
of
the club.
Yes, yeah, I was going to say.
So, of course,
this is how this started. Remember?
You certainly are.
I just can't believe the fact that there's a Nicolas Cage-themed festival called Nicolas Uncaged.
It can't be very well attended.
He's been in some great movies.
I'd go. Supposed to be Nicolas Cage?
You would go?
Are you kidding? How cool?
Let me tell you this. I put wonderful bad movies. Josh knows what I mean by that.
Yeah.
Right.
Nicolas Cage has probably made more than anybody else.
I agree.
Con Air, right off the bat.
So bad.
So bad.
And
so
entertaining.
So what? Don't touch the robber or the bunny. Yeah, put the bunny down.
What was the one where he was searching for the document, like the Constitution?
Those are great. The National Treasures.
Thank you, National Treasures.
And the world's ending and knowing.
Yeah.
He stands there with his family.
Yeah,
the
knowing
earth
is terrific.
And the earth blows up at the end.
We're forgetting the good ones. Raising Arizona, leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah, leaving Las Vegas. He's my hero.
No, he's not.
He drinks himself to death.
That's where the toilet paper thing has always, because the girl, is it Elizabeth Montgomery? Who's in that movie?
Elizabeth Shue.
Elizabeth Shue, and she goes to the bathroom and counts four squares or something, or two squares.
You know what?
And I'll never forget that. I thought, who does that?
I think this should be our new goal, to get Nicolas Cage to come in here. What else?
Oh, I would love it. He was in. He had one of the best performances last year in a movie called Mandy. And I really recommend it. It's
insane. Is that thing about that girl that came and gave without taking?
Yeah, yes.
That girl.
Oh, Mandy.
Yeah. That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Original lyric, Andy. Let's move on. Christy Lee
Barry
is...
Barry Manilow alone.
Christy Lee, huge fan.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, you can all kiss my ass.
Scientists are trying to determine how a humpback whale ended up dead deep in Brazil's Amazon jungle.
Well, there's no water.
The 36-foot...
Something?
Well, wait a minute.
If I could argue, I would.
It's suffocated.
Well, they have a river, don't they?
A river of liver
and
an ocean of fish.
The 36-foot-long animal weighing 10 tons was discovered in a remote mangrove swamp.
Wait a minute.
On the island of Marajo near the mouth of the river.
And real quick, let me just get in front of the junior windbags here. I know that whales are mammals and they breathe oxygen and they don't need to live in the water. So don't bother.
No, is this one of those
Don't they have to swim?
Yeah, I think
scientists speculate, if you'll let me finish.
It's a stupid puzzle where a plane picked it up and dropped it accidentally or something.
I think this is, they're rebooting Lost.
Oh.
Scientists.
They need to reboot Lost. Maybe they could write an ending this time.
You need to be quiet about that.
I had
pretty good ending.
I invested the worst ending ever. I really enjoyed it. So much time in that show, and they
if
never.
If you
pay,
have
never
to have another show about the show and
to explain the show,
captions underneath telling you what's happening.
They didn't have to. Those are for new viewers.
It's not a good show.
Could we talk about this? Scientists speculate rising tides brought the whale inland and storms washed it ashore.
You know what? I bet it was rising tides.
Where was it?
I just told you in the Brazil's Amazon jungle.
Oh, it's in
jungle.
Brazil, then. It wasn't a manatee or a sea hare.
Well, now,
because there are no sea hares in Brazil.
I bet you this. I bet if it was in the Amazon, I bet there was one-day shipping. Two days.
2 days would have been funnier because that's the prime.
Dr. Renata Edmonds
stated.
It's
a fine joke. It's an Amazon.com show.
It's a great show.
Quote, we are baffled as to what a humpback whale is doing on the north coast of Brazil during February. This is a very unusual occurrence.
What hump?
Why is it all that unusual if it's that close to the water on an island?
Yeah, me too. I mean, I can see it swimming up river. Makes sense.
Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hi,
hey, Donnie.
Man, that's nothing. If you're shocked by that, explain how I've been with the whale before in the back of Scotty Winkler's old Astro van.
Donnie.
Back when we used to go hogging.
The old slump buster, wasn't it, Donnie?
I swear to God, but I know exactly how this whale got there in the middle of that rain jungle. I seen it on the news, and the only explanation, Christy, is aliens.
Aliens?
It's aliens.
Uh-huh.
Think about it. Aliens is behind most of our life mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
Aliens, they attribute that to a Stonehenge. How else do you explain it? The pyramids and the fact that somebody who looks like Ron Jeremy made it as a porn star. It's all cause of aliens.
Aliens, huh?
I swear to God. And I probably know more about aliens and extraterrestrial things than anybody I know of.
Really?
I can't believe it.
The thing I know most about is aliens like to snatch up farm and sea creatures just like this and run experiments on them.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Like this whale that got dumped in the forest, there's no doubt, I bet you the evidence will show in this case, that aliens probably snatched that thing up to harvest its sperm eggs.
It wasn't a sperm whale, Donnie.
It was a humpback.
A humpback whale.
It's like you think I'm stupid. No, duh, it was a humpback whale. They all start that way. But if you know how to touch them just right, any whale can then transmode into a sperm whale.
Well, a sperm whale, I see.
Whale
that's what aliens do. They come, they pick you up, they steal your seed, then drop you six farms down for you to find your own way home.
It's in the jungle. Oh. I suppose this happened to you at some point. Is that what we're going with this?
No, but it did happen to my Uncle Jinbug before.
Oh.
He'd get snatched up on the 1st and 15th of every month.
Really?
I swear to God, every payday, like clockwork. He'd get snatched up by real aliens. Nobody'd hear from him for like a couple days. Then, sure enough, my great aunt Greta'd locate him in an alley. And it was always behind this bar downtown. It was called the Manhole.
Oh, boy.
I swear to God, this dive bar. Every time the aliens had taken all his paychecks and left him freshly probed with his overalls down around his knees.
Yeah.
I swear to God, they'd send him just like the mafia would do, except aliens can't never find a trunk release in a Ford. Last year, my Uncle Junebug, he got his tax check, and then alien snapped him up and also got his hunting buddy Bruce.
Really?
I swear to God, my great aunt Greta finally found him 3 weeks later, 1,000 miles away at some bed and breakfast down in Key West.
Sure. Yep.
And the aliens must have probed them both real good because neither of them bagged a deer, couldn't walk for 3 months, and next thing you know, they's both way into Yankee Candles. I swear to God.
Oh, man.
Hey, Christy.
Hey, what?
I don't know if you've ever been to Stonehenge, but if you ain't busy later, I'll let you climb Mount Porcalala.
Ah, jeez.
Aliens. Well, thank you.
He is such a sad young man.
So there's a dead whale on an island where high tide could have. Okay, sorry. Makes sense to me.
But, yeah.
Okay, let's review what happened.
I think it's probably the fact that the whale was in that part of the country. It should not be there right now.
Okay. It's got to stink up a storm.
Huh? I bet.
Don't you think?
All
that whale blubber in the jungle.
You can't really ship that to Alaska, can you?
Can't you eat blubber?
All that blubber in the
jungle.
Yeah,
but I don't think the Brazilians really know how, like the Eskimos do.
Well, it's probably a little aged at this point.
Oh, boy.
Aged?
Fermented?
Blubber?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Well, not really good.
Let's 10 tons. Speaking of that, did you see this story? A clingy octopus held onto the diver's back after he jumped out of the sea. This happened off the island of Naples in Italy.
Is that one that won't stop texting?
Yeah.
Giuseppe Tortello was diving when his friend Roberto started to come to the surface. Roberto wasn't alone, though. As he got up on the boat, a bright red octopus was holding tight to the back of his wetsuit, trying to desperately separate himself. The octopus tentacles proved to be too strong.
It's like that movie Alien.
Yeah.
It wraps around your face.
Oh, the face hugger? Yeah.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
You think everything's fine? Yeah. He's eating breakfast.
He
He's having a great time.
Laughing, in fact.
Laughing, yeah. Having a great time. And Yaphet Kotto loses his mind.
He didn't want to leave. It took almost three to four minutes to pry him off the back of his buddy.
That couldn't have been easy.
You know what it sounded like when they got him off the back?
Yeah. I think it would be a little more than one.
You guys remember Wacky Wall Crawlers?
They have a lot of tentacles, remember?
Oh, I love Wacky Wall Crawlers.
Me too.
I could do that.
I have a whole bag of those at home. Do you want to
bring them
in?
Yes,
bring them in.
Absolutely.
We'll drive him crazy.
Tommy, remember these things? They're sticky toys. But you
heave them on the wall and they climb
down. You get real grossed out by squids and octopus, don't you?
Look, I want you to see this.
Have you heard that one commercial, by the way?
Can we get a fish tank with that?
There's some commercials in the news every night. They go, and it was originally found in jellyfish.
Oh, sure, yeah, yeah.
You're supposed to go, oh, well, that'll cure cancer, of course. Who wouldn't want to get revelation?
The world is a wondrous place.
Yeah, but I mean, is that really a big selling point?
So would it freak you out if you got out of the water and there was an octopus on your back?
Yeah.
Is that going to hurt you?
No, I don't.
When we all went scuba diving that one time, did you go scuba diving with us?
Scuba diving a ton of times, absolutely.
It is wild, isn't it? I didn't go scuba. I went snorkeling.
You seem like such a big puss. I don't think you do.
By the way, the octopus is fine. He was returned back to the sea.
Telling all his friends.
All those scuba diving exhibitions, I went every one of them.
You went on
one of them.
Oh, I was the one that was a big puss.
Did you go underwater?
No, I just stayed on the boat in the scuba gear.
I don't remember.
What was the scariest thing you saw down there?
Oh, there was a Jeep.
That is eerie.
It was a
That would creep me out.
Did they put the Jeep down there?
We went down like 85 feet onto an oil derrick. There was a wreck. I saw a barracuda.
We did a shark dive.
Yes.
You did?
Yeah, and there are all these sharks circling.
I don't think he did. I think he's lying.
I did. Okay.
No. I saw a barracuda snorkeling, and it scared the hell out of me.
How did the barracuda get the snorkel on?
Yeah, that's weird.
That's what was so scary.
Their faces are
so thin.
They've
become smarter.
So their face, how do you put goggles on a barracuda? Their faces.
I can't say the name of the place, but when we were leaving the Bahamas, and in the Bahamas, it's kind of different than a lot of places. When you leave, you actually exit the United States, and you're still in the Bahamas technically, and you're in this holding area that's some kind of United States zone. Mm-hmm. So in other words, you're going through whatever it is, what's it called, immigration and customs. You're still in, at least in Nassau, you're still in the Bahamas geographically, but legally you're in the United States.
Sure, like an embassy type.
So the people you're dealing with are Americans, and the guy that was processing said, "What'd you guys do?" It's because we were all this diving gear going through this stuff. And so we went to this place when we were scuba diving. So which place did you go to? We told him, and he goes, "Oh, you know, three people died there last month."
Good Lord!
Jeez. Yeah. So. Maybe they didn't follow the rules. We did a shark dive. It was really scary. Big sharks, and they're circling. And the woman that took us was going, "Oh, well, they never attack anyone. They know." And I'm thinking,
"No, they don't.
They know? What if one of the sharks missed that day of class?"
Yeah.
And decides to bite your hand off. I didn't know it was a shark dive until the last second. And
I don't think you are exactly shark food. I don't think sharks get in the water and go, "I'm looking for a human today."
Well, I don't want to be the one that... You know, you hear
changes
about
a species.
Okay, changes his mind. Okay, well, we have
today is National Pistachio Day.
Ooh, oh, tasty!
Oh, who doesn't love a good pistachio?
Worth the work.
Also, it's Tell a Fairy Tale Day.
Once upon a time, Chick McGee lived in a high castle,
and a power was in him all inside him all along.
There was an elevator, and there was a bar.
But I have a fairy tale ending for a story, which fits right into Fairy Tale Day.
All right. That's great, because this always works out.
According to the BBC, an overweight cat who has been returned to an animal shelter four times has finally found a forever home. Well. Mitzi arrived at Woodside Sanctuary.
Nipsey Russell!
Mitzi.
And now a poem.
But first, a poem!
Well, you just hear what you want to hear. At Woodside Sanctuary in Plymouth, Devon, is a 17-pound stray. The 9-year-old cat
17 pounds!
Yeah, lost 6 pounds and has been returned to the family that previously
One
cared for her.
Fat pussy.
Cat. Just keep reading, Christy. This
shelter
point.
Manager Helen LeConte said that they had received offers for Mitzi from all over the world, but were happy to give the cat to a family that already knows and loves her. It's been ever so sad for little Mitzi. One of her owners died, another became very ill, but now, finally, her fairy tale ending. The kid, she's found her forever.
I think
home.
This cat might be a murderer.
name the kitty Lucky. Owner, first owner dies, second one becomes very ill.
Yeah.
Okay. They couldn't afford to feed this fat cat. Hope things work out for you, Lucky. I mean,
Mitzi.
Mitzi. Okay, sorry. Very good. Could you grab that?
Yeah, hello, Bob and Tom.
Hello.
Bob and Tom, it's Kenny Thomas.
Kenny!
Hey, Shooter, we just landed. I'm an ATL. Just got in from ORD through MCL. I had to call you guys today. Wow. I'm running on fumes. Did you watch the Oscars this year?
Yeah, a little bit.
I know. Well, in the sales world, we just had our version of the Oscars. Oh. We had our annual McCurdy Award.
Oh, nice.
No kidding.
I've been up 36 straight hours. Thank God for Caribou Coffee. Oh. And this year, not to brag, but guess who? Guess who won 4 McCurdy Awards for excellence in sales and service?
You.
Booyah! Okay. I know. I told Tobik, I said, today, I consider myself, the last guy with the best line. You know, I've always said you can't spell client without a big L-I-E right there in the middle, cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
I won for most renewals. I won another for NCR, that's new client revenue. Mm-hmm. Then another for SAS, which is sales after service, or service after sales. And then the biggest McCurdy of all, it's a brand new award, I won for clients under new territory. I know it's a lot, so they had to abbreviate it on the trophy right there. Clients under new territory. So on the gold bar, it just said, oh, hang on, I got a phone call. Kid Tarmac. Hey, Shooter, we just landed. Yeah, ATL. I was just telling Bob and Tom about my new McCurdy's. I posted pics on LinkedIn. What's up? What do you mean HR wants to see me? I can barely hear you.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one. Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.